What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here with my Asian best friend because I just found out this Chinese best friend is not really Chinese.
Michael Blackson, I already told you like two episodes that I took DNA test. I was 35% Chinese, so it's okay. There's not going to be a riot in China.
Good. I'm sure because the Chinese were very disappointed when they found that a Chinese best friend wasn't Chinese.
My grandma was 100% Chinese, Michael Blackson. Yes, I told you that before.
Did she have like a Chinese restaurant where you buy like four wings and fried rice?
My other grandma did in the Philippines. Yeah, it's like chicken feet. She had a restaurant outdoors, barbecue flaming everywhere.
Today you're wearing like a really weird...
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to match with you today with them greens. I don't know.
Yeah, green is... Your outfit look like an NFT outfit.
Michael Blackson, I know we had those very smart crypto guys hang out over here. And
last week, yeah.
We're going to go full-blown with your NFT. I think it's going to... I mean, a random guy from Indonesia make NFT, and now it turns into a billion-dollar company.
Nice.
You are Michael Blackson.
Wait, that, you didn't get that outfit from none of my friends, right?
No, I got this in a sale somewhere in some fancy place called Ross's. Yeah.
Ross?
No. I got this from Nike, Michael Blackson.
The Nike store?
Yeah, Nike store. Oh, okay. I paid $39.99 for this plus tax.
Oh, plus tax. That's about, what's the tax in California? About 9.6?
No, 99.9%.
Almost 10%.
99.9%.
So you pay like $4 in tax?
No.
99? No, fucking 9. It's 9.9, motherfucker. I'm not stupid.
I believe California.
Have you paid your taxes, Chinese best friend?
Yes, I have paid it, Michael Blackson. I owed a little bit last year, and I paid it.
Don't get Wesley Snipes.
Huh?
Don't get
Wesley Snipes. I don't make as much money as fucking Wesley Snipes. Michael Blackson, I am not in the actor of Blades, whatever that is. Blades. I don't make as much. The government doesn't care about me, to be honest. They don't care.
Well, hopefully... Mother Sucker Podcast become a hit and then they're going to start following you IG and then start figuring out how much you're making.
I think it's already a hit, but it's okay. All we care about is happy people listening to us while driving to work.
That's good, man. Well, you know, I try to match your color. I got the...
Wow, that is a beautiful outfit you're wearing today. Is
gray
that a...
It's my favorite color.
That's like my favorite color.
So I like any type of green. This is like, I guess this is
that
like,
one's a nice green. Never seen a green like that.
It's like lime green. This was made, this is in the back of this jacket, says Mother Sucker.
What?
It was made
can
by,
I see, can the camera see it? I think the camera deserves to see that, Michael Blackson. That's a very, camera can't see it. There's 15,000 of them. Only two works? Why? We need more budget for a podcast, Mike.
This jacket was made by a good friend of mine called David Allen. He's out of Pittsburgh. He makes clothes for a lot of the Steelers.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, he made his jacket, and of course, I had to put some Versace shoes to go with it, and I'm sporting some pure.
I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, this is a colorful one.
Is that suede?
It's suede.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
I was not there when you went to spend $29,000 in Versace. I missed that last time.
Yeah, you missed the last shopping day.
Yeah, you didn't invite me.
Because I don't like to shop while my broke friends look at me. That's not cool.
Mike, I don't really care. I just enjoy hanging out and have fun. My friend wasting his money on fucking shit.
Hey, this is text, right?
It's really nice stuff. Oh, yeah, you're right.
For the stage.
Yeah.
You tell me something about some... You sniffing 700 underwears?
No, fuck you, Mike. That was some Japanese guy I saw on Instagram.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, it was this guy that I guess he got caught for stealing 700 women's underwear in a public laundromat. You know, you were poor before, Mike. Were you or no?
I was very poor.
Were you ever using the laundromat, the coin one?
Yes, I did use the laundromat when I first came to America.
Okay, well, this guy has an addiction. He likes to steal people's underwear that is on the laundromat. I don't know, when you're not looking, I don't know, where's you hanging out in the laundromat somewhere?
No, have you ever, but you ever go to the laundromat and you put some clothes in the dryer and there was some old underwear stuck in there from previous, have you sniffed it?
No, Mike, I don't have that kind of problem. How many have you sniffed?
I don't sniff dirty underwears. Just the clean ones.
Have you seen a nice one?
A nice what?
That got lost in your, out of nowhere?
I mean, I've seen it. It spooks me. I throw it away because I just, you know, I thought she probably think the lady had like yeast infection or something.
What if it's nice, clean, and it's white, it has bleach, it's clean.
Yeah, well, you want me to fucking kiss the fucking underwear, you want me to tongue kiss it? What the fuck you want me to do?
I don't know.
If maybe I see some strange underwear, I'm throwing it the fuck away, Chinese
bathroom. Yeah, because you don't know who's in it. Could be a boy's.
But it's a Japanese tongue. Guy. I'm thinking, ain't you
700 of them. Are I'm not Japanese. No, Mike.
What are you? Chinese best friend?
I'm mostly Filipino. I mean, a small island where Manny Pacquiao was born. Cebu, Philippines. Yes. It was.
And you never sniff people's 500 underwear. The guy has 700.
Well, the other day I wasn't sure if the underwear was washed, and I sniffed my own underwear or somebody, some girl's underwear.
You wear women's underwear?
No, some girl's underwear. Are you asking or mine?
Underwear. I hope you're not sniffing your own underwear.
I don't sniff women's underwear. I don't do the laundry, Michael Blackson. I got a Hungarian girl that does all the laundry. She's so sweet. How about you? Did you ever sniff a dirty underwear? What happened?
What do you mean what happened?
What happened after you sniffed it?
I took the bitch to court, motherfucker. She's trying to kill me. Nah, I have sniffed underwear, but it wasn't the set of a movie. I sniffed some drawers. But it was clean underwear.
That should be in a movie.
Hey, you know Kanye and Drake are beefing.
Oh.
Well, look, I never understood why two rich people are beefing. First of all, why are two rich niggas beefing? They both grew up in the suburbs. What the hell are they beefing about? Like, whose mansion is bigger? Whose Lamborghini's faster? That's not beef. That's caviar, motherfucker. Okay, there's a lobster. That's not beef.
Mike, I think I know why they're beefing.
That's sirloin steak well done. Okay?
You know, they get
T-bones steak. That's not beef.
Mike, they get bored as fuck, Mike.
So which album you like the best so far? Have you listened to both?
No, but I seen the Drake album. It's fucking pretty good. The video is pretty good.
And then Drake makes songs to dance to. I'm a beat guy. If I like the beat of a song, I will listen to it.
Oh, you will love the new
Drake
song.
If I don't like the beat, I'm not even going to, I don't give a fuck how intelligent your speech is in this word song. Yeah. I'm not listening to it. If I can't bob my head to the beat, I have no.
Yeah, because Kanye is just, it's like listening to a Chinese song, right? Like, there's no dancing in the Kanye song.
Nah, you know, he's just going to teach you how to, like,
he's talking shit, Mike.
Is that what
they're
going
to end up fighting each other? I think they should fight each other.
Come on. Kanye is like 45 and Drake is like 13 years old. Man, you know, fucking father and son.
Well, maybe Dennis should fight Kanye. The father. Well, the father, yeah.
No, Dennis should fight
Mike Tyson.
Dennis should fight Kim Kardashian's father that.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Mike, we can talk about her. She's running for governor of California. She might win and we're going to get
fuck us all over. Sorry, I apologize, Caitlyn. Good luck on your election.
Yeah, I hope you run as fast as you did 1982 at the 1982 Olympics.
Where he got the Wheaties, right?
Yeah, she was before he won it.
I'm not getting into that Chinese best friend. I'm not getting canceled this week, okay?
Mike, it's okay. You think Caitlyn Jenner is listening to us?
He's not. But our haters are listening to us.
And then he's going to tag Caitlyn.
Right, and he's going to kick us out of the state if he's going to be governor of California. Yeah. He's going to be like what Arnold Schwarzenegger used to be, right?
Oh, please, Caitlyn.
I would be deported back to Philadelphia.
I want
to
stay here.
Back to the streets of Philly, Southwest Philly, where I would get beat up every day. Okay, I'm not doing that. But talking about the whole Kardashians family, we have a very beautiful woman in the house today.
Oh, we have a special guest?
Special guest.
Well, I hope Drake and Kanye is not listening to this, Michael Blackson,
or
else they're going to end up fighting each other.
If they do, they will take her away from Blackson Motherfucker Podcast, okay?
Yeah.
In fact, I want her to be a Blackson Angel, but today she's so, since her first time on our podcast, I want to talk to her, get to know her. Oh. Okay. She's from Miami, Florida.
Miami.
MIA.
Woohoo!
Miami. That's where the guy's from. The guy, Trick Daddy, the guy that like his ass ate from the back and the front.
Oh,
if
really?
Any woman's out there in Trick Daddy's ass, you're a nasty bitch. She's from Miami, Florida. She's a model, an Instagram influencer. You can also check out her OnlyFans. Welcome. They're beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, mistrustrious. I'm making up my own words.
What's mistrustrious?
It's like gorgeous and beautiful mixed together with, damn
That's
it.
A good word, Mike.
It's like, what the fuck?
You make know? An NFT out of that.
What? Mistrustrious?
Yeah, that's I've never heard that before. It's like a, you know, a dinosaur is found in Los Angeles and they name it out of nowhere. Like,
well, she don't look like a dinosaur, Johnny's best
well,
friend.
Well, there was a beautiful dinosaur back then.
It was. She's more, if she was an animal, she'd be more like a flamingo.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mia Francis is in the building. Woo-hoo! Come on. Mia!
Mia Francis.
God goodness, look at that. The devil is a liar.
Is she from France?
She's not from France. That's just her last name, Chinese best friend. Mia, is that Mia? Is that short for Miami?
Actually, yeah, it is.
See, I knew that wasn't her fucking real name.
My real name.
Her name looked like she should be like, you know, when a woman changed her name to something that's short, she probably had a really fucked up name. Like,
that is 100% true.
Like, how long was your
Beatrice?
Name?
That is true.
Is your name
I'm
like,
not going to tell you my real name. It's so bad.
Elizabeth.
Nah, that's actually good.
Teresa.
Cabrera, like me. Before Mike named me.
What are you? Like, well, you're Hispanic, of course, right?
Yeah, Venezuelan.
Venezuelan. Oh, oh my God, didn't it fuck up? She the one that won Miss Universe and he called the wrong name? It wasn't her?
Oh, Steve Harvey?
Yeah, fucking Steve
Venezuela?
Harvey.
Venezuela won 2020?
Yeah, I think
she
so.
Did
oh,
win?
Oh, yeah.
And then he called somebody else? Or did, what happened? I was confused.
Yeah, they called somebody else. Yeah, different country. Did you try to run for Miss Universe? Or
no.
No?
No. For not tall
Mike,
enough. I'm not tall enough.
So how many men jerk off to you every day? I'm curious. Let's get to the point.
How do I know that?
Mike, she doesn't have the statistics.
She should.
I could tell how many Chinese people listening to our podcast, but like 8 of them. But she can't. Could you get the statistics? Statistics on OnlyFans?
Well, she has an OnlyFans, but like I'm sure.
I don't run my
Instagram
account.
Too.
Somebody has run your account. But yeah. I mean, what are the... I've had some girls on here that had OnlyFans, and I'm curious to like, what's the weirdest thing somebody asked to see and how much they offered you? That they want to like see like the crack of your asshole?
They want to see everything.
Did like a picture of you like finger fucking your toes? Like what's...
That's so weird.
Mike, she got classy members on the OnlyFans.
Classy member. There's nobody classy.
They want to see the hair going.
What's the weirdest thing you can think of?
The weirdest thing? Someone said that they would buy my underwear and they would sleep with
that
it
that fucking
on,
Japanese
on.
Motherfucker.
A guy is going to sleep with my underwear on. He's like, I can't wait to wear it. Can you please let me
really?
Know the price? Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You should have asked him for the rest of his underwear. This other 699 underwear that he had.
How much did you sell that
so
one
weird.
For?
I think it was 500.
That's fucked up. This
wow,
bitch does.
That's pretty good.
And you sold the fucking underwear. I thought you were going to tell me and I never sent it. She got it.
Bitch, overnight.
Overnight.
Fuck that. Like $500. Shit.
But it's so weird. He said he's going to wear it. I'm like, what? I'm like, do whatever
do you
want.
Know what he looks like?
You should have told him
no,
wear
and
it.
I don't want to. That's so creepy.
You should have told him to wear it and send you a fucking picture of it.
No.
You should have gave your grandma's it. Underwear.
Right.
That
and pretend it was
funny.
Yours.
Yeah. After having a diarrhea for
no, nah, not diarrhea. Like your grandmother on her last period or something. It's official, Mother Sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
I don't think grandmas have periods, right?
Yeah, they do.
It depends. Is she black?
Demi Moore had a period.
Black women get their periods at like 63.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. African women. Africa. Mm-hmm. I think the oldest African to have baby was like in her, I think it was 60 or something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
So to have a baby, 60? You still got to have 60? Period, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Every month.
When last time you had your period? I'm curious.
What?
Your period on right now?
No. Like, she's in her period every month, like every girl's do.
No, I'm saying like when? Like when does
oh,
it?
Oh, like the first, have, like, the seventh?
Is that first? Like, is it on like a week from now? I just trying to get out if she's ovulating because I don't get her pregnant.
Oh my God. He wants to know my entire cycle.
Do you know? Oh, you have an app? You have like a period app?
Yeah, the girls have that.
You have no period app?
No. I don't.
For real? So you're not having like unprotected sex then?
No, I don't do that. No.
You don't do that? Okay.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, because you have to like, if you have like a boyfriend, you know, yeah, fuck, you got to make sure like you can't, this week you have to pull out and.
This week you got to pull.
Like, come on your face or something. Oh, no, because like, you don't want to get pregnant. You don't ruin this beautiful body.
Yeah, imagine.
You know, I'm too young.
Too yeah. young. How old are you, like 19, 22, 23?
No.
You're grown?
Yeah.
23 and a half.
Under 25?
Yeah. Yes.
Under 25, okay. But more than 22?
Guess again.
Okay, between 22 and 25.
It's really? 20.
All right, yeah.
It's, wow. That's like half my age.
I have an outfit that's older than her.
Is that the one you're
what,
wearing?
How old are you?
No, motherfucker. That's the one I'm wearing.
Oh,
I'm
African. Oh, now you don't want me to ask that.
I don't know my age. I'm African. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I don't know shit about my age.
But
okay?
Your skin looks good.
Thank you very much. Sorry. When I was born, nobody was in the village to write nothing down. They didn't write shit down, so we don't know. When it was time for him to travel, it's like, oh my God, he's about to travel. What are you going to put on his passport? It's many, many, money, mo. Just write something.
Right,
I said, tell me so I would know in case immigration want to know. I have to know my own birthday. And it's like, okay, you burned up at my 28. So I'm between like 20.
You don't even know how old you are.
I'm between 20 and 47.
What?
I could be 25. I don't know. It depends. Like if I meet you, I'm like, I'm 25. If I meet a 39-year-old woman, I'm like, I'm 45.
45.
Well, you're gifted, Mike. You have your hair still.
Which you have yours or yours?
I don't have no more. It left my head.
Where did it go?
Like a few years ago. I don't know. I think it landed in some neighbor's yard or something. I lost it. Like, how can I get it back?
So you want to have children later in life?
Yes. Yeah.
Like how old? Like 30 maybe?
Yeah, like 30, 31.
Okay, that's good to have your shit all planned out. You know what? Unless you meet like a fucking NBA player that got a $200 million contract that busted nothing in his goddamn pussy, motherfucker. Yeah, that's $200,000, $300,000 a month in child support.
Would you look so surprised.
Would you take $300,000 a month in child support and get pregnant right now?
Yeah.
Depends.
Depends on what?
You know how many NBA players follow Michael Blackson?
If Flavor Flav was fucking playing the NBA, you get $300,000 a month, you'll let them.
No, I don't know, Mike. We have to have.
Nobody wants stretch marks on their belly buttons.
You have to have chemistry.
I'm not thinking about that. Yeah, of course. 100%
chemistry. For $300,000 a month, you can have a new body every fucking week, okay? I'm going to drive you to Dr. Miami in my goddamn Rolls Royce.
It could be 100% off, Mike. That's your friend.
I'll make her pay for it and I'll pocket the money and get the shit for free.
Oh, you're smart.
Oh, yeah. What?
No, Dr. Miami's our friend.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
He's real nice.
You don't like him?
Hmm. I haven't seen his work. I heard he was good, though.
Okay. Have you done any work? Some work?
My boobs.
Oh, your titties.
My titties.
It's, guess what? Yeah, and it's Titty Tuesday.
Oh!
Yeah. Every Tuesday is Titty Tuesday. Yes, yes. So what? You went from like 34B to like 34 triple D?
Well, I've always had naturally like big boobs. I was like a C, and I just went to a double D.
Okay, double D. Mm. Are you a 34 double D or 32?
34.
Okay. I'm a titiologist.
Yeah, you're really good at that. I'm wearing this like jacket. I don't know how you can see that.
Nah, I mean, I could just tell about it the way you was walking, your back.
My back. Ooh, yeah, I got back problems.
No, you can tell how big a titty is by the way she walk. I'm a tittyologist, man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, Mike.
Yeah, I went to titty technology of student of breast.
ITT Tech.
Yeah, ITT Tech. International Titty.
Institution of Titty. Titty.
Yeah, titty.
.com.
Titty.
It's really good, Mike. That's a good talent.
Yeah, I'm good at.
You could work at Victoria's Secret. They give you management position.
I'm just going to stick with stand up. Chinese best friend. I'm not.
Go on the side just for fun.
I'll be the greeter at Victoria's Secret. Yes.
How you doing? Greeter. 34C, 34D, 22D.
Come on, 36D.
You save everyone's time.
They don't make them in your size. You have to go to the fucking, go to the bar curtain and with them 38 triple X
Mike, that's a talent. That's that is a really talent. Good. You could like predict.
Did you get breastfed as a baby?
Yeah.
My mom. Okay, then your mother loved you then.
Yeah.
How long you suck her titties for your mother?
She didn't mention. I don't even know. She never talked to me.
You remember when
me
you stopped? I remember when I stopped.
How do you remember that?
Well, when you old enough to remember, that means your mother should probably go to jail then. Because I mean, I was sucking too long. I think I probably sucked.
How old was your mom?
When?
Until when did you breastfeed?
I don't know. I probably 3 years old. Nah.
12?
Nah. You guys.
You said last episode. 3 episodes you were breastfed with a neighbor.
I was stuck my heart on how hard it is for me to be faithful. Like I was so unfaithful that I think when I was a kid I even sucked the neighbor's titties instead of my mother's.
Oh my god.
That's I cheated on my mother. My mom's like, when she, my mom left, I went and sucked some another pregnant woman's titties and got milk.
Wow, he's not loyal.
I've not been loyal, but I'm getting better. You know, everybody know I got engaged. You saw my engagement?
Yeah, I saw. I love that. Yeah.
And then
do you cheat on her?
we have an agreement. I get one side chick a month.
Wow.
She's nice.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but then you, I don't give a fuck how beautiful you are. Every man going to get.
So is she allowed to do the same thing?
She got the woman she wants. She can't have no guy.
That was fun.
That was a good
one. She can have any woman she wants. You want to fuck her?
Yeah. She's bad.
You like her?
Yeah, I met her.
When you met her? At the Jimmy Fox Way.
Mike, are you trying to organize a basketball game?
She's allowed to have one girl a month. I don't have to be like, I don't want no part of it. But I think
what are you, a referee?
It'll be a beautiful picture of her and Rada just going at it.
Yeah.
You're like a...
Would you fuck Ryder? Maybe? No?
I don't know.
You scared?
Yeah, I don't know.
You might fall in love? Are you scared to fall in love?
Yeah, she fall in love.
Yeah, I'm scared to fall in love.
Right now,
I am. I'm just like, no.
Have you been in love before?
I think I have.
What the fuck?
I don't even know. Because I don't know. What is love like right now? True. I'm just like, I feel like I'm too young right now.
Are you seeing anybody?
Not currently, no.
Single in Los Angeles?
Right, of course. Yeah. Like, what do you expect, man? This place is...
I just moved here. I was like in a 5-year relationship, so now I'm single.
Congratulations.
Five whole years.
Yeah.
Were they in Miami?
Yes.
That's why you left that bitch, huh?
I left it. Wow. Started a new life here.
So now you're here. I'm sure every man's trying to wife you. Like, I'm sure Chris Brown, anybody. Every single man's trying to wife you, right? Pretty much. But you just chilling.
What's your type in man, then?
What's my type?
Is it big dick or more money?
That's a good
one. You could have this. Good dick, broke, little baby dick.
I think I can get both.
So what, but.
It depends.
Do you believe in one night stands?
Do I believe in it?
I'm saying do you think it's a bad thing?
Not really. Because honestly,
she's had
sometimes
one before. She had a few more nice things.
I mean, haven't we all?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes it happens.
This is my advice.
It's not ideal.
There's nothing wrong with one night stand. I think women, find out in advance what the fuck you're gonna have for the next whatever months or years you're gonna be with this guy.
Really?
Seriously, because think about it, Chinese best friend. Cut to the chase. She meet a guy, she's like, I'm going to save this pussy for like 3 months. You're going to have to work hard for this pussy. You know what I mean? 3 periods went past. It's like 3 months later.
Three months later.
3 months is 3 periods, motherfucker.
10 Taco Bells drive-thru.
Right. No.
Panda Express dinners.
No, she's more like
Cambodia and Yoshinoya.
No, she's more like 6 Mr. Childs went by, 6 boas, 11 katanas. I mean, this nigga is broke.
Yeah.
Now you made him go broke. He with us 3 periods later.
Yeah.
I'm about to give this guy this pussy. And then in those 3 periods, this nigga got to meet your mother. He met your friends.
That's a lot of work.
He's everybody not gonna meet my mom in just 3 months.
What? That's it. I think you should.
If I
they give you another period. 4 months. Okay.
I don't know.
4 months. You meet this guy. I mean, he met your whole family.
Yeah.
All your girlfriend, like, oh my God, he is so sweet. And he's waiting he's waiting. He's not in a rush. And then finally,
it comes down.
And a half period later.
Yeah.
You are your story, Mike. Your period is gone. It's been gone for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because I don't want you to be ovulating. Fuck that shit. You're not ovulating. Your period's gone 3 weeks. It's nice and waxed and shaved. You ready to
get it on.
You ready to get on.
And then I find out.
Well, time out. Where you want to go? Where you want to take you? This is a journey, okay? You're not gonna get right to the dick
and
balls
right away.
This is so
interesting, Mike.
Where do you want to go for this? I mean, where should you take you to fuck you? Like, you want to go to like Cabo? You want to go far or you want to stay close by? You want to a 2-hour flight to Cabo? Or you want a fucking 5-hour flight to Hawaii? Or if your passport not expired, you want to fucking go to Aruba?
Tijuana.
Aruba.
Mexico. Cancun.
Well, Cabo, to your passport. I'm sorry. Fucking stupid.
I mean, I don't know how that shit's planned. All right,
fuck it. Take her to San Diego, motherfucker.
Take me anywhere.
Take her to San Diego. Take a 2-hour drive to San Diego. I mean, he's shaved his balls. Your coochie's shaved. Oh. Everybody's shaved. Ready to go. And guess what happened?
What?
Little dick, he came too quick. Now, this is the dick.
Hey, Mike, what the fuck is wrong with those people? Oh, nothing. That's not me. I'm not speaking about me.
Is that you?
No. Little dick, he came too quick. 4 months later, you just got to know your mother, your father, all your best friends.
Yeah.
But you like, and he's semi, he's not rich. He kind of mediumly broke. You just more in love with like his cuteness, whatever. Yeah. Personality.
Six-pack.
But you are a sexual person. I'm not sure you are not. I know Ryder woman to fuck her every fucking hour. This bitch is going to fucking... My balls are empty every other day.
Yeah.
I'm suing her for emptylation of the testicles. I'm not sure that's even a case. You know?
Yeah. Judge Judy will take that.
Are you sexual?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, you are. You ready? Like, you are ready. You've been saving this pussy because even though you ain't... Four and a half periods, you've been saving it for him. He's like, this motherfucker is special. He gonna get this pussy. And little dick came too quick.
Oh,
and
of course, Mike. 4 seconds.
4 seconds. And he's just a quick comer. He's like, you know, he's and then you catch him in the bathroom screaming, crying. Like, damn, I hate you, dick. You always do this to me. And now you know that is this not just
well,
you?
Well, what about the second round? Maybe he's got a good second round.
Second round, right, Mike. All right, second round.
Oh, he's not trying to second make it work.
No.
I feel like he's just trying to make his own. Like,
he went from 8 seconds. Now he don't give your ass 38 seconds, okay? Second round. And second round should at least be a good 26.8 minutes.
Minutes, yeah.
So, but the dick is little. He was tickling your coochie pretty much, okay? When he tried to hit from the back, when you coughed, it popped out. And this is, I mean, the most important thing was the dick was, it was just, it didn't even go past your clit. It looked like put it this way. The nigga looked like he had like a fat pussy. That's how, it was terrible. Now he know your whole family, grandmom, he plowed your fucking dog.
This is making me depressed. Like, can we change the topic?
No, it's fuck depressing. That.
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay,
this
let me make it short, okay? So now you got to get rid of him because you like, I like to be fucked. Doggy style, bent over. I want to, you know, scream out his name, his social security number, his address, and his date of birth. Why? And now you didn't even get to the first number of social security. Social security numbers have 9 numbers for social security numbers?
9, 7.
It's 9 numbers. You got to this first number and nigga came. He came on the first number. So now you didn't even get to the 7th number. So you done. You said, I can't fuck. This is not my type. I would be cheating on this guy if I'm with him. Right? So now you like, you let him go.
Okay.
You gonna let him go. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
You want to get fucked hard. And
How do you know what I like?
You just, I asked you, are you sexual? You said yes. You want to get fucked hard. You want to.
Yeah, that's really good, Mike.
You want to speak in tongues when this guy fuck you.
Speak in tongues.
You know what speaking in tongues is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been to church. Hallelujah. So he's gone. Your friend's like, oh my God, where's... Let's get this nigga a name. Can you give him a name? Give him a fucking name, Chinese best friend.
Jacob?
What the fuck kind of name is that? She wanna fuck no guy named Jacob.
That's my AAA insurance guy.
Let's give him Chris. Chris. Oh,
that's my name, Michael Blackson.
I ain't say Christian, motherfucker. There's a difference.
Okay.
All Christians come quick, I heard.
His name is Chris.
Well, let's go with Chris.
All Christians.
Not me, Michael.
No.
Yeah. He's a...
Let's go with Chris. And now... Chris, you done with Chris. All your friends, oh my God, I haven't seen Chris in a while. What happened to Chris? And he done met the whole, you know, wasted 4 months, 4 periods of your life that you'll never get back. Mm-hmm. So if you'd have found this out the first 2 days or the first day, you would never went that far.
You're fucking smart.
So it's okay to have a one-night stand.
Michael's fist pump. She didn't see your fist pump.
No, I didn't see your
fist pump. She wasn't agreeing with the one I said.
Yeah, I kind of was it. I don't know. I try not to, but like, I don't know. It all depends. Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, okay.
Yeah, but no, I don't feel think it out. Don't put time on
3 weeks, that's
but
a long
still,
time.
But still, you don't want to give it up right away because then they're just like, okay, like what if he's one of those guys that are just trying to like, okay, smash and pass. Yeah, now, how many times am I going to do that? How many times am I going to date and just sleep around like that? I just, I cannot do that. I value myself like
that. But at the same time too, if a guy, after like 2-3 times, like, damn, this bitch ain't gonna never give me the
then
pussy.
Then okay, bye.
You know what I mean? He ain't gonna never give me the pussy. Now he might not be bothering it. You don't know what you're gonna miss out on. I fuck all my bitches this first 3 days I meet them.
Shit. So you have a time limit? 3 days? Whoa. If she's not fucking in three.
I mean, between 1 to 3 days. And if you give me the pussy, it make me wanna hang with you more. At least I know I'm gonna get some pussy. We're gonna have fun.
We'll have fun.
At the end of the day, is sex is the number one fun on earth.
It is.
There's nothing more fun than sex besides women. I know you guys want
to. But you got to stimulate my mind too. It can't just be like.
I'm stimulating your mind with my dick. My dick goes far.
Yeah. I think too. Ping pong is fun.
Ping pong is
ping
fun.
Ping pong. I like ping pong. yeah, I don't have your life, Mike. Your life is very interesting.
His life is interesting.
I was so interested in it. I was like listening to Discovery Channel.
Yeah, Well, no. You know what? The girl before Ryder actually waited like a whole week.
What? Michael Blackson waited for a whole week?
It was before I was really with that popping that much.
Oh, you weren't popping that
much. I wasn't popping as much.
Yeah.
I don't wait that long. No, Ryder tore Ryder up quick. But hey, but look, now she got a whole ring. So that's why I'm saying it doesn't matter on time. You know,
Ryder got a ring
and
time is good sometimes.
Oh my God.
When I met Ryder, I didn't think we had interest in each other. She just seemed like so grown and mature out of my league. And then the second
out of your
time
league, don't underestimate yourself. You're the African king of comedy. You're more famous than Barack Obama and Joe Biden at the same time. Come
I appreciate
on, Mike.
That, Chinese best friend.
We got chased by 8 million paparazzi yesterday. Anyways.
They wanted to borrow some money, motherfucker.
No, because they like you.
I appreciate it. No. But I'm saying the first time we really got together, I tore that ass up.
The first day.
And then right away she knew that she wanted this dick. And then that's how she kept flying down from Arizona.
Wow.
And to come and get some more bladder infection.
Oh
my God.
You need a big dick to give out bladder infection.
Oh my God.
Have you ever had a bladder infection?
No.
Mike, not everybody wants bladder infection.
No, I don't.
Michael Blackson, not every girl in the world likes bladder infection. They like vagina rejuvenation sometimes.
I will send your ass to the rejuvenation doctor, motherfucker. That's what I do. I destroy. I don't even get pussy. I get stomach. Have you ever had dick in your stomach?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasoka. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Look, I'm not against like the whole, you know, one night stands. My 5-year relationship, we had sex the first night. I was drunk at a club. And I never thought, I was like, I'm never going to see this guy again. And like, I just slept with him and we were together for 5 years.
Exactly.
Wow.
See? It wasn't that bad. 5 years. Would you want to take the 5 years back?
Was
it a good learning experience? I know you guys got
good learning experience.
Good learning experience. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good, man. He ate your ass?
No.
Did you eat? Was it?
Maybe
was
one. It? I don't know.
Did you eat his ass?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was it Trick Daddy?
What?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've never seen that.
Say what?
No, I've never heard guys like to get their ass eaten.
Yeah, I don't.
The only thing eating my ass, Mike, is a toilet paper, okay?
I mean, she tried to like suck your dick and lick your balls and then accidentally go to your ass and be like, okay, all right, slow down there. Don't try to...
You don't like anything
in
the ass.
I don't know how that happens. I got a bowling ball. You're going to have to go like...
Oh, my God.
And then be like, hey, get out of there. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking hernia, Chinese best friend.
Oh, shit. Mike, I think we need health insurance in Motherfucker Podcast. So I got to go see one.
My SAG insurance is back.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
He's got insurance now.
Well, you know the thing with SAG? Those who don't know, SAG is screens and actors. Guys, whatever, right?
The actors only.
For actors and radio and SAG and AFTRA. So you have to earn a certain amount of money each year to qualify.
Oh.
To have SAG. I think you have to make like $30,000 a year or something.
Oh, I guess radio, I won't TV. Qualify. I work for Motherzucker Podcast.
We are not SAG or AFTRA, motherfucker.
Yeah, big Costco insurance.
You have to go do a fucking movie. So what happened? Because of COVID,
yeah,
I didn't shoot nothing. I made money doing shows. I even did a fucking reality show thinking it was part of SAG-AFTRA.
They
paid me good money. And after I did the show, I'm like, this is not for SAG. I'm like, motherfucker.
Why?
So my insurance got cut up because I didn't earn that $30,000 during 2020. But I did shoot the movie.
Coming to America.
Come to America sold the movie to... Amazon Prime, I just thought I was done. I'm like, oh my God, this sold this movie. We're not going to get no money.
Yeah.
I get in my fucking bank account like $50,000 out of nowhere.
Every month, probably.
Not every month.
Every week.
No, it's a one-time sale. I'm not going to see this shit again. I was just happy because it was good enough for me to renew my insurance. And now I could go back.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Mike. Do you want to go to Chris Brown party right now and get some Delta virus?
Get it. I got insurance to cover it up.
You know, are you an actress too, miss?
No.
Just model?
She should be an actress, Mike.
A what?
Actress.
What
so
would I?
Before I bring him on, I have another guest. Here. Before I bring him on, so you're in LA now.
Yep,
so
I just moved.
You just moved there. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with yourself? You know, tell us about what you got going on.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm doing more modeling. I'm just trying to figure out like what
you
exactly.
You also do music video vixen. You do videos.
No, not that.
You don't like
I haven't
music?
Done that in a while.
Music video.
Okay. No. So just collabs.
It's like a print model, like you know, preload thing, model, Fashion Nova type stuff.
Yep. For now.
Okay, that's good. So how is it? Come to LA. You know, trying to get to that next level. Is it difficult?
No, it's easier here than it is in Miami.
Well, because you're beautiful.
More opportunities
if
here.
You look like fucking, what's an ugly woman?
Hmm? Oh, if you're in LA, if you're an ugly woman?
I mean, you
I don't know, Mike.
It's tough. It's tough for
it's
ugly
a hard
women.
Life.
It's a hard life. You have any ugly friends?
No.
No, all your friends think you're pretty, right?
Do I have any ugly friends?
Yes.
Not really, no.
That's racist.
Why would you call someone ugly? Why?
Why you don't hang with... So you trying to tell me...
Why would you call someone... I see beauty in people. Every person. That's so mean.
What beauty do you see in Chinese best friend?
What do you mean he's got great skin? Good nose.
Hey, good nose?
What?
Yeah. He could smell where the rock is cooking.
No.
I can smell you farting right now, Michael Blackstone. What the... I'm just joking. Yeah.
smelled it before me.
All right, so because you're beautiful, it's probably easier for you to get things done and everything. Hey, your rent is paid every month, right?
Yes.
But it's LA. I heard everybody has roommate. You have a roommate? Oh, yeah, no. You have your own
place? I cannot have a roommate.
It's very hard, Mike. They use all your water and power.
Well, I'm glad you made it because coming to LA and surviving month to month, you've made it. It's tough out here.
It is.
I mean, just as much as people come here every day, people go to fuck back home every day. It's a bad bitch in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. I think she's the baddest bitch on earth. Mm-hmm. Till she get here, then she realize, goddamn, I'm not the baddest bitch on earth. There's a lot of other bad bitches. And then she's not getting work. She's not getting her work. She's not making her money. And then she got to take her ass right back.
And
same bitch.
It's expensive here. The taxes, everything. Yeah, it's really expensive.
Yeah. I have a chicken and Roscoe's on layaway from 2 weeks ago.
Really? Can I have some?
Yes. Since I'm done paying for it, motherfucker.
Is it expired?
So let me bring my other guest to the show. It's another guy. Came from Philadelphia. The reason why I brought him on, you know where I'm at the bank depositing money. You know, because I'm rich.
The Friday's check? The Friday, next Friday?
I'm depositing my next Friday, my coming to America 2 check,
Ooh-hoo.
Right? I'm depositing money. I just got off the road. I'm like, let me go put this money in the bank. And I get approached by these kids. I'm from Philly. I'm from Haitian descent. Philly touched my heart because that's where I was raised. Philadelphia helped me become who I am today. And I'm like, okay, what do you do? He said, you sing? He's give me his little...
He's going to sing a song for us?
Of course, he's going to sing a song.
Wow! Is he the guy that's replacing Will Smith, the new movie?
No, he's going to actually replace Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown?
I'm talking about great singers, man. I'm talking about Bobby Brown was a hell of a singer.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, from Philadelphia, Francis in the building.
Francis! Oh, Francis and Francis!
Francis.
Mia Francis. Mike. Mia
Have a
Francis.
Seat, man. Oh, man. Welcome to the show, man. Have a seat, man. So, you know what? Nothing. I like to see people when they start from the bottom, you know, and work their way up. He gave me his little, what you gave me?
A flash drive.
A flash drive. I didn't get a chance.
Flash drive? You don't even own a computer, Mike. How did you play that?
Rather got the laptop. Honestly, I got a fucking iPhone. What the fuck?
And then you played it in a.
I didn't play it yet.
Oh.
I didn't play it yet, but God touched my heart to bring him on.
Yeah, it's real, man. It's real.
Yeah. Like, I was like, when I talked to him, I said, just give me a number. I said, I might call you to come and do my podcast. Yeah. And he had no idea I was going to give him a call.
You're a real nigga for that, Michael Blackson. That, real talk.
Well, when he showed up, Mike, I thought it was a son of yours from back then that's owing child support.
Nah, I don't.
The way he's dressed like you.
Nah, he got that gummy haircut. Bobby Brown owed this nigga some money, not me.
Nah, this is my style, man. It's my style. But like you said, Michael Blackson from Philly, you know, that's a...
What part of Philly you from?
North.
North Philly. Oh, my God. Hold on to your purse. Hold on to your wallet, motherfucker.
Nah, I ain't like that.
North Philadelphia is in the fucking building,
you're funny,
okay?
You're funny.
Shit, I got robbed in Philly at a church by a pastor. I'm like, nah, Philly's great though. Philly's a hardcore place that most of our entertainers become tough and strong, you know. Yeah. Comedians become tough comedians, learn how to defend yourself verbally, especially. Rappers, you gotta become tough rapper like Beanie Siegel, you know what I mean? Freeway, you could become physically, mentally tough because it's a tough city.
It's a tough city.
Wow. Tough city to do anything with entertainment. Look at, and our entertainer survived. Look at Will Smith.
Oh,
been
Will
entertaining
Smith,
for
man.
30 years.
Wow.
You know, shout out to Will Smith. You know, Kevin Hart been doing his thing.
I know one person. Michael Blackson.
Michael Blackson. Yeah. And I'm the thing about it, I was raised there, and just the energy of that city made me go all the way that I am today.
The comedy is very powerful in that
very
city.
Very powerful. We hardcore, man. We bring the jokes hard because Philly, the kids, every time you run into a kid from Philly, he ready to roast.
Be ready to roast.
Just be ready. Really? I'm mad at, be ready to roast, man.
I need to go hang
out
there.
Yeah. So you just moved.
Yeah.
You know, from Philly, you know, pursuing your dream.
Yeah, going hard, trying to make something happen. You know, from Philly.
So is this the first place you tried? A lot of time people try to take an easy way and start with Atlanta first. Did you start with Atlanta or you just came right there?
I saw it, bro. My first time on the plane was to come to Cali.
Okay. Yeah. He just like, fuck the middle, man.
Yeah, had to, you know, because you know Philly is a tough city, so a lot of people walk around in circles in Philly. When they doing talent things, when they talented, they walk around in circles sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you got to get out the city.
You got to get the fuck out of it. Man, that's just for anybody. If you're from Detroit, wherever you're from, you want to get respect, get the fuck out your city, go out somewhere else, make a name for yourself. When you come back, they treat you like a king.
Because
while you're there,
out of Los Angeles then.
While you're there, you're just a local motherfucker. Unless you're from Los Angeles or you're from LA, then you don't have to go from Atlanta or LA, you don't have to go nowhere, you know, or New York, you might not. But like, if you're from anywhere besides those three cities, get the fuck out.
Got to.
Come back and let it show you some respect.
Nah, for real.
Because it won't show you respect while you're living there. It's going to call you local. It will always be called local.
That local.
Yeah. Way more love out here than I get in Philly.
Really?
He's right. Everything he's saying right. You know, everything he's saying
so
right.
So where are you in your career right now?
I've been working, you know, getting to the studio, you know.
Okay.
My little brother Friday just got signed, so I'm just working on my way to get signed. You know, my family looking at me like, all right, bro, you next now. Like, I'm just waiting on my time, you know. But, you know, everything takes patience sometimes, so I'm just waiting on my time.
Hey, man, you're in the number one podcast in the world right now.
Exactly.
Michael Blackson's show.
Exactly.
Mike. What the fuck are
our listeners are in a fucking Saudi Arabia and fucking Turkey?
Oh, come on. Don't underestimate this, Michael Blackson. We got billions of views last week.
Yeah. So right now, I'm just working on getting signed. I'm getting offers.
Is that the hard part? Because, you know, we hear about a lot of these young singers that get signed, you know, next, you know, the game, like, you know, does it depend on who signs you? I mean, we hear all these different stories from these guys that later on, all these Me Too. I mean, will you have to, like, either, like, sleep with some fat, greasy woman or let some man touch your balls? Yeah. Like, what goes on to get to that next level, man?
The best way I can describe it, bro, it's like you come across the right person. The right person believes in you. It could change your life like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's about connecting, networking with people. Sometimes it's not even about how great you are, but sometimes you got to know the right person. Or sometimes the right person got to hear you to see where you're about to go, to see the talent that you got within yourself. You know what I mean? To see where it can go. And that's really what it's about, really.
All right. So, dude, can you, I mean, because I've been around a lot of a lot of people. I know a few people. I don't know too much about the music industry.
You know a lot of big people.
Yeah, but I'm saying
you know Michael Black.
DeVito came here to see him like 3 months ago. It was like,
he know.
Mike DeVito said he's not
here. I know people, you know, but like I've never.
You got kidnapped by Tyrese Gibson on TMZ, Michael Blackson. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson.
But it also got to do with the music you do too, Michael Blackson. Like, Philly's a rapping city. PNB Rock, Lil Uzi, Meek Mill. I'm a singer. So
you like music Soul Child?
Music Soul Child, like The Weeknd, Charlie Puth.
Are you R&B?
R&B pop, yeah.
R&B pop.
Oh. Yeah. Like Frank Ocean. Yeah.
Have you
I want to hear that's him.
Good. You write your own songs?
Yeah, write my own songs.
And you're a writer, singer and a writer.
Yeah, singer
that's
and songwriter.
That's good.
All right.
What song you want to request?
Get the point. No. Let him. Do you have any particular one you want to do for us? The whole world listening.
I can sing right now, or I could play something on the YouTube.
Let's hear something.
Can I request a song like that?
No, let him
really
sing
good.
What he has.
John Legend song. It's good.
Chinese best friend. Let him sing.
Okay.
I'm just. It's stuck almost on some freestyle. Now I'm on my way up. People want change up. The ones that say they love you, they be the ones that don't support you. People say they love me. Better off than the show. Me flew out to LA. Thank God I found my way. Talk about loyalty.
Whoa.
Talk about loyalty. Talk about loyalty to the ones that know me. Don't ever let money get in the way of loyalty. People got the gift of prophecy. All they want to do is pray for me. Trying to find a real lady. Hope she's pretty like Amy. So that's just a little something small.
Okay. What? I didn't know singers could freestyle. I don't know any rappers freestyle.
Well, I guess that's the first.
Yeah.
I want to know who Amy is.
That's what great
Amy's
writers do.
Amy's a bad IG model.
Oh, for real?
Pretty. Beautiful.
He couldn't find her to the rhyme with Mia, probably.
Yeah. Well, he should have said Mia.
Since on the Mia.
Oh, you know what? Black's Angel, let's get a drink before she leave. We'll definitely make a... Bring us a drink. What do you want, Chinese best friend? No more fucking drinks
Mike,
for you.
Hey, Mike, I didn't drive today. I took an Uber.
I took an Uber.
Fuck, I don't know.
Well, your son is going to drive
me. I need a drink.
What do you drink?
I drink tequila.
Tequila, what do you drink?
I'm trying to drink what she drinking.
All right. y'all want shots? Oh no!
Yeah.
All right, shots.
Shot. Can you sing us a John Legend song, please?
Sir, you gotta sing something with
Mia. Can I request one song?
Something with Mia, and then I'll take a shot.
Mike, can you sing the John Legend song?
It's Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend.
She wants to put something with Mia in it. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Oh shit!
Woo!
I'm sticking with dark because I'm dark skin. Find me some Henny with some juice, all
Mike,
right?
You're not sponsored by Henny. Branson Cognac, your friend.
Nobody, 50%. In fact, we'll talk about that later. I have a liquor coming soon.
You all do?
So, Mia, I want to hear some riffs, too.
Some with Mia?
Are you good with riffs?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, give them for Henny tequila.
Can you sing the Umbrella song by
Chinese
Rihanna?
Chinese best friend.
Mike, I just want to request a song.
It's official, Motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Motherfuckers.
Just let me know when you want me to do it.
Let's go, boss. We ready?
Mia, I'm trying to get to know ya. Ooh. Mia, I'm trying to get close to ya. I said, Mia, I'm trying to get to know ya. Mia, tu eres bonita. Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Michael Blackson. Oh, good.
Man, if you had 2 million hours, she'd give you some pussy. Man, you don't.
So. No, Mike, to get to a woman's heart is through their ears.
Nah, in 2020 is through that. You got to have some
that's
money.
Not
and,
true. Oh, my no, God. Mike. God.
Mike, that guy is good.
All right, let's get a Blacks and Angels in the building. Kika is in the building.
Mike, I think we should sign this little motherfucker in motherfucker entertainment. Before...
Yeah, my drink. Okay.
Before Usher takes him from us, we should take him now. Do you have markers and pens?
You know what? Maybe R. Kelly could sign him.
R. Kelly is in a penitentiary.
Oh,
my.
Oh, fuck.
R. Kelly's.
Yo, you a clown, man.
Oh, my God. Why would you say that? I'm taking my shot right now. I'm taking my shot.
Hey, come closer.
Cheers. Come closer.
This is. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I wish you guys all the best. I wish you success. And you keep doing your thing.
Success.
Okay.
Cheers.
Keep giving the pussy up on the first night.
Congrats. No, I'm not doing that.
Mike.
No more. Okay.
No. 2 weeks is better.
And you, I wish you all the best, man. Keep doing your thing.
Cheers.
Right. Cheers.
Success. Yeah. 2022 is going to be our year.
2022 is coming?
It's only 3-4 months away. Trust me.
My God.
2022 is your year. It's my year. I'm going to be bigger than this.
Mike, you're already big.
Blacks and Angels, come on, come and join us.
Can you sing a song about Blacks and Angels, please?
Don't pay him no mind. No,
we need a new song.
No, we fucked his throat up with the fucking Henny. All right, we did.
Mike,
but,
no, it's not.
All right, what?
How about a Tyrese Gibson song?
No,
the one
we're
your
not
favorite.
Chinese best friend.
How are you gonna act like that?
Fuck you, Chinese. Like, the show is over.
Why? It's
no,
Mike,
like
we have enough battery in our cameras.
I would.
The show is over.
It's already over?
No. I went to talk to him. Yeah. It's been all fucking hour. I have shit to do, Chinese best friend.
Where are we going, Mike?
Chinese best friend, you embarrassed me last night. You taking a break?
Oh, yeah, 50 likes me.
Oh, my God.
He said, why is Michael not talking to me right now?
I'm out with this nigga last night, hanging out with my boy 50 Cent, Chris Brown. He's drunk, just bothering 50. I'm like, yo, just leave him alone. He said, no, Mike,
he's
okay.
Mike, he likes me. He said to me.
He's like, no, Mike, don't worry, man. He speaks Filipino. I'm like, leave
he
the
is.
Nigga alone.
He called you bakla.
Like, what that means?
He's a cute guy. He's bakla.
Yeah, fuck it. That's starting to sound like nice name.
Huh? No, but he does. Yeah, he said, thanks for bothering me. I go.
Yeah, he bothered. So I'm like, you know what, Chinese best friend.
Yeah. He was going to be here today, Mike.
Hey, if we're at the strip club tonight, can we throw bitcoins in the bitches?
I don't know. We should ask Save the
How
World.
How about you, Ethereum?
Ethereum, yeah.
Can we just throw Save
the
World?
That'll be the future.
Let's save.
Okay, for now.
We're going to get a Save a Hold token.
Oh, good idea. Let's open tonight. I'll put 1,000 on it.
Oh, I'm so glad he made friends.
Yeah. We got to make a Mia NFT.
All the NFTs memes are very ugly. Her face will not.
Oh, they have
NFT. You have to look like this.
Yeah, they.
No, they make, don't.
Let
That's
me see.
Not
make
true.
You gotta
face.
Get involved with crypto, Mia.
Oh, this is an ugly face.
That is an ugly face. I'm like frowning. Like that's an
that
ugly
not,
face. No one likes that face. Like, well, why would I ever do that? Like,
makes you ugly. Miss your ugly face.
It's just me.
I want to fuck your ugly face.
What? No one likes that. No one likes a frown. I look
Chinese right. best friend. Me see your ugly face. Me see your NFT.
NFT face?
Well, yeah, because you're already ugly. Make an NFT face.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cute one. That's
oh my God, that's going to sell for
That's
sure.
going to sell for $2.4 million, Mike. Trust me, I've been watching them NFTs.
Oh my God, look at his face.
One sold for $5.1 million before we started this buddy.
You better not. You better stop right now. You need to stop. This is making me uncomfortable.
Hey, Mike, that's really cute. Well, we're going to make NFT of that. Starting bid is three.
So it's France or Francis?
France, like the country.
Oh, France.
Oh, like her. She's from Francis, country though. Too.
Her last name is Francis, and your name is France.
Yeah.
My brother named Francis.
Really?
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, dope, man.
How about your Francis blood daddy? His name Michael Blackson? You have the same gap as him.
That's crazy,
Mike,
right?
You have the same gap as him. Maybe the
funny, man.
Fucking DNA met you guys together at Bank of America because you owe child support.
Kiko, can you make a funny... What's your ugly face, Kiko?
Yeah, man.
Just do like a frown, like a...
Oh,
like
man,
a,
yeah.
Like a mean look. What's your mean look?
Yeah.
Like when you're mad, let's just say
for example,
like,
somebody stole your panties at the laundromat.
No, like somebody...
What would you say?
Somebody like slapped your ass and you didn't know who it was.
Yeah, she'd be like,
some random guy slapped your ass at the club. What would you do?
Like, yeah.
You're not going to be smiling.
Without bottle service. Without bottle service.
A really broke guy stop you at the club.
Without bottle service. She's going to sleep with you the same minute, Michael Blackson. Come on.
Well, I had fun, guys.
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. It's like educational today.
The fuck did you learn Chinese best friend?
I learned the longer you sleep with a woman, the longer relationship lasts.
No.
What?
The longer it takes you to get the pussy, the more chance of you, her not being with you because you have a little dick.
Why?
And
no.
And you waste four periods, God. Motherfucker. Okay?
Mike, not everybody likes a bladder infection. They like vagina rejuvenation.
Well, maybe a hysterectomy then. How about that?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like...
It's worse than a blood infection. Ah. You don't know nothing about that. Your dick don't go that far.
Yeah, I don't go that far. Yeah,
you just...
I tickle.
Yeah, you are...
like a little snail.
I hit the walls. You just hit the clip.
Yeah. Donald Trump hates you fucking hitting goddamn border walls. Yeah.
Well, thank y'all for joining us. Y'all can follow him on... because Kika don't have a mic. It's Kika.Diablo.
Kika?
I'm
Her
sorry.
Name is KK. Do you love me?
It's K-E-K-E. I'm sorry, Kiki.
Now we got fucking Tyrus Baby Jr. We're singing his love songs.
K-E-K-E.Diablo, D-I-A-B-L-O. K-E-K-E.Diablo, right? Kiki Diablo. That's our Instagram. Is that your Twitter and your Tinder as well?
Tinder?
You down Tinder?
Mike that has
Christian
Tinder.
Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
Farmers.
Black Planet.
Mike,
where black people meet.
People never find love on those websites, do they, Michael Blackson?
Mike,
I couldn't be on a dating site. They're like, yo, Michael Blackson on fucking Tinder. He's swiping on everybody.
Mike, you should open yourself one.
Fuck you, bitch.
Jess Hilarious got paid by Tinder like millions of dollars.
I'm not going on fucking no. I have an old whole woman. Okay, I get one side bitch of money. I'm not fucking that up. And Francis, what's your IG?
My IG is _France, 2 more underscores, and the number 1.
Wow. That's a lot of underscores.
Are you above anything besides the underscores? _France, Mike. And what?
The number 1.
Oh, number 1. Okay.
Did you go to public school in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I did. I did too.
Actually went to school in like the suburb part though.
My parents tried to make me. Where did you go to school?
Yeah, like around. I went to school, it's called Coatesville High.
I know Coatesville.
For real?
Went there. Yeah,
Coatesville's like going to
Manchester. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy, man. You know
Dog,
everything.
I know
man.
Philly more than you do.
That's
trust
crazy.
Me.
You know Philly more than me.
100%.
Michael Blackson.
I know Philadelphia
knows.
More than you.
Yeah.
I was in Philly from 1989. You was not even a sperm in 1989. Okay,
yeah, no, he's not.
I'm shocked you know that though. Nobody you was a, you know that.
Exactly. I know Coatesville. It's right by Chester. And you on your crazy. Way to like King of Prussia.
Yeah. That's crazy. Nobody.
Mike, I've
that.
Never seen father and son fight each other on a podcast before.
That's not my son, man.
That might be your son, Mike. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, for goodness gracious! Who's your mama?
He's too light-skinned.
It's okay,
my son.
Child support has passed.
And of course,
Mia Francis.
Mia is that your IG as well?
Mine is Mia_Francis.
Could you spell it for those who went to Miami Public School?
MIA_FRANCI and then 3 S's at the end.
See, I told you, I'm glad I made her spell it. 3 fucking S's. Was the other 2 S's gone?
Yeah.
Was
they didn't
one
have it
S
available.
Gone?
Yeah, of course.
So luckily, three S's.
Luckily,
is good.
Three S's.
It would have been four fucking S's.
I need to change
S's.
That. I don't know.
Wow.
Who has me a Francis? I need a DM.
That's why you got. Like, my name, when I tried to get Michael Blackson, was gone.
It was gone?
But listen, gone. When I contacted.
I thought Mark Zuckerberg.
Somebody helped me tick that shit back.
No.
Yeah. Bully them for that
He's
fucking
He's going to take it back when
Michael
you're
Blackson,
at 80
million.
Sucker.
And of course, Chinese best
Chinese
friend.
Chinese underscore.
No, no, fuck underscore.
I'm going to change Mike.
Don't change it.
I think underscore is cooler.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Mm. Underscore is for those who cannot get their fucking names, okay?
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Like, imagine if you try to go to and get your name to, like, when you was born, your birth certificate, and be like, sorry, Christian Cabrera is gone. Then you're going to do a Christian underscore Cabrera.
Whoa,
Michael underscore Blackson.
Yeah, that's
like, that's your real name in high school, motherfucker. No, thank you all for joining us. I hope you had a good time on Blackson.
Yeah, thank you.
Mother Sucker Podcast, Chinese best friend, man. Kika. Thank you, Kiki Diablo Chen.
Baby Tyrus Jr.
Mia. See you guys next week.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.